Hi there, I'm Dr. Trevor Cates. Welcome to the Spa Doctor Podcast. Today I have my puppy with me. This is Cassidy. Isn't she adorable? My brand new puppy. So I'm going to see how it does with her on my lap as I tell you about today's episode of the Spa Doctor Podcast. It's on natural beauty tips with seven of the top wellness and skin experts that I know. This past weekend, I was at a conference with some of my wellness and skin-focused friends, and so I pulled seven of them aside and asked for their top natural beauty tip. And these five-minute interviews are all different because so are the women that I interview. Dr. Michelle Jeffries and Dr. Kira Barr are integrative dermatologists. Cassie is a dietitian. Dr. Marisa Snyder focuses on essential oils, and Brie, also known as the Betty Rocker, is a fitness and wellness expert. Rachel Pontillo is a holistic esthetician, and Dr. Suzanne Bennett has a new book coming out on a superfood she'll tell you about. What they all have in common is that they work hard in the online space to share their message about wellness with the world, really impacting and influencing a lot of people. So this is great to have these women sharing their top natural beauty tip. Please keep in mind that I did these from my cell phone because I was at a conference. I did them from my cell phone outdoors in the California heat, and I did most of these selfie style. So this is real and raw footage. Please excuse the messy hair, flushed cheeks, and a little bit of shaky video footage. Yes, I realize in one of them that I do have food in my teeth, but I didn't know it at the time. But the information here is fantastic, and I wanted to take advantage of being with these amazing women in person and sharing some of this greatness with you. So please enjoy this interview series. I'm with Dr. Michelle Jeffries. We're talking about natural beauty tips. So Michelle, what is your number one favorite natural beauty tip?
Oh, I have a good secret tip that I recommend to my acne patients, and it's actually very cost effective. A lot of my acne patients have sudden breakouts, and this is something they can use on their skin right away for a sudden breakout. And the tip is the Aztec Secret Healing Clay Mask. It's something that's very cost effective. You can buy it on Amazon. You could also buy it on Thrive Market if you're a member of that. What you do is you mix the apple cider vinegar, usually Dr. Bragg's brand is my favorite, with the Aztec Secret Healing Clay. It bubbles up a little bit, it forms a mask, then you put that mask on your skin and you leave it on for maybe about 5-10 minutes the first time. It'll dry where you can't move your face, so it's one of those masks that really sets in. And then you can rinse it off in the shower, and you might be a little red that day, but what you'll notice is it'll help draw out, almost like a little vacuum, it'll help draw out some of those blackheads and some of those pimples and dry them up. You may want to moisturize right after, but using that mask about once a week can be a game changer for your acne.
Great. And so, you know, acne is one of those things that affects so many people.
Yes.
And sometimes it's just a little pimple here and there, and sometimes it's more moderate, severe. Mm-hmm. So what is this, in the range of acne, what does this help with?
This mostly helps with the blackheads and whiteheads and a few of those red kind of pimples that you can get on your cheeks. So that helps the best for that.
Okay. And the apple cider vinegar, that's not too acidic for people?
You know, it usually, when you mix it with the clay, it buffers it a lot, so it's not that acidic, but that is some of the reason why some people can get very dry, kind of red skin afterwards. You can expect some flushing and some blood flow to go to that area, but one of the kind of perfect solutions that I like to recommend is the Glow that you have with your product line, and that'll very much help, yes.
Great. Love that. And what about if it's too acidic for some people, what about adding something like green tea or something else instead?
Absolutely. So green tea would be a great option. My more sensitive patients that have more sensitive skin but also break out, you can also just mix it with a little bit of water. You don't have to use the apple cider vinegar. The benefit of using Dr. Bragg's brand is that it does come with the mother, and that also has some of those amino acids and some of the microbiome in it too, so it actually would be my favorite choice. But if you have sensitive skin, then water or green tea could be used as well.
Okay, and you said 5 to 10 minutes.
On the container, it says to use it for about 5 to 10 minutes if you have sensitive skin, so I would start there. you can gradually increase it to about 15 to 20 minutes as you end up tolerating it more, and then start out using it maybe once a week, and then you can increase it to multiple times a week once you get used to it.
Right, great. And so how often did you say we should be using it?
Just about once a week
once
to start
week.
Out.
Okay,
right.
Okay.
Yeah, don't do it daily, so you'll definitely dry out and get red. So
okay,
it's definitely
okay, perfect.
A once a week mask. Yeah.
But we always, with acne, it's not just what we put on the outside, right?
No.
And you're a dermatologist,
yes.
Which is, I think a lot of dermatologists focus a lot on the outside,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
but you're a different type of dermatologist.
Yeah, so I love to focus on mind, body, spirit, and your skincare. So as you probably already know, if you are an acne sufferer, it really affects how you present yourself to the world. It affects how you feel. It affects your self-esteem. But also, there's other ways you can heal your acne rather than just putting things on your skin. You can also heal it from within, and what you eat actually does matter. So there's a couple of other things I'd probably recommend for most of my patients, and one is to go dairy-free if you can, to just eliminate dairy entirely. Try it out, see if that helps you as well, but you want to do it for a couple weeks, not just like one meal.
Okay. All right, great. So you've got a clinic,
mm-hmm.
and are you, what else? How can people find you?
Oh, yeah. So you can find me on my website. It's drmichellejeffries.com. And I do have an acne course coming up. It's called Beyond Acne. And so you can get on the wait list for that. And that'll be coming up soon.
And that's for just the general public. It's
exactly.
not for practitioners. Okay,
exactly.
Great.
Yeah.
Then you can learn more about acne that way.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for the natural beauty tip.
Thank you so much.
I'm with Dr. Kara Barr. And we're talking about natural beauty tips. So tell us your favorite natural beauty tip.
Yeah, so my favorite natural beauty tip, because I'm all about skin cancer prevention and sun safety, is actually caffeine. And drinking coffee. So I know there's, we're all trying to detox and trying to get caffeine out, but you don't have to, not so fast. If you love your coffee, stick with it, because there are actually studies that show that drinking upwards of 4 cups of coffee a day, I know that's a lot, but if you drink like a 20-ounce mug, you can get there pretty fast. And it's shown to decrease the incidence of skin cancer. And if you're not a coffee drinker, that's okay. Green tea actually can work wonders as well. So,
yeah. Green tea is a nice compromise for people who don't want that extra
exactly.
caffeine. But it also has got some other benefits too, green tea.
Sure. Your immunity, there's so many levels. Topically as well as internally. So green tea is definitely, if you enjoy the taste or want to explore it, you should definitely try green tea.
Right. And
yeah.
So one of the things with natural beauty is we want to protect our skin from sun damage.
Yeah.
So, and I know you talk a lot about that, and you feel pretty strongly that people aren't really protecting their skin properly, right?
Yeah. So I know a lot of people talk about when you're outdoors, wear sunscreen. But from my perspective, sunscreen should actually be your last line of defense, not your first. And I know that's a bit controversial, but here's why. It's because most people only wear about 25 to 50% of the amount of sunscreen that's recommended. So that SPF 50 that you think you're getting on your bottle is actually maybe 25, 20, if that. And most people just aren't applying enough, and they're not reapplying it. So you're gonna need other strategies. So ladies, it's a great opportunity to, go shop, accessorize, get sunglasses that are protective, get a hat. But it really starts in your kitchen by nourishing from within and making sure you have an anti-inflammatory, low sugar diet, because your body just can't fight off the inflammation and the damage that's happening from the sun.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Well, okay, so what are some of your favorite nutrients to get internally to protect the skin?
So omega-3s, for sure, zinc. Vitamin D, I know this is a big one and most of us just don't get enough, and actually recent studies have shown that vitamin D levels are low in skin cancer patients, and they're also finding that it's helpful to use for skin cancer prevention and also in management, adjuvant therapy for melanoma patients. So get your levels checked, make sure you know how much supplementation you need, don't guess, definitely get it checked so you can.
Right. I mean, it's such a great thing about vitamin D is that we can actually test it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not all nutrients we can test like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So vitamin D, are there any other nutrients that you test for?
Well, if you're doing something like your, I don't want to say what you say, becomes like a nutrient deficiency testing, you can look to see if you're deficient in like zinc and selenium and vitamin D, your omegas, how you're processing fats, because omega-3s are incredibly beneficial and anti-inflammatory.
So what you're talking about is specialty laboratory testing. This is not something that most doctors will
run.
That's correct. So, but doctors like yourself, which is a much more forward-thinking dermatologist,
right.
And so it's great that you have a little bit of a different approach to natural beauty and to skin.
Yeah.
And so I love that.
Yeah.
And I know, so sunblocks, protecting on the outside.
Right, and clothing. The number one, the Skin Cancer Foundation will note that clothing is your number one line of defense. So, you know, it can be loose-fitting linen cut, and you just want to have coverage. And then when you're at the beach wearing a rash guard or something like that, or sometimes they have the full, you know, pants, you minimize the amount of chemicals that you actually have to put on your body. You don't have to reapply the sunscreen, and you're getting the benefit. And some of the suits are really cute.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So protect your skin on the outside, protect your skin from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
Get some caffeine.
That's right, get some caffeine. Organic.
Organic, right? Yes. And so thanks so much for the natural beauty tips.
Yeah.
Where can people find you?
Yeah, so they can find me on Instagram at Resiliency Blueprint and at my website, chooseresilience.com.
Excellent, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm here with Cassie, and we're talking about natural beauty tips. So Cassie, what is your favorite natural beauty tip?
My favorite natural beauty tip is to eat lots of healthy fat, which is really exciting news. I'm talking about butter, coconut oil, avocado. It's so good for your skin, and it also helps you to eat less sugar. And sugar can be super inflammatory and cause a lot of people to break out. We've seen this over and over with our female clients, is that a lot of times when they break out, it's because they're eating tons of sugar, and eating fat makes you eat less sugar. It's just easier to eat less sugar when you're full and eating lots of fat, and fat's good for your skin.
What do you notice personally with these diet changes? I know you didn't always used to eat like this, right?
Yeah, I used to be a total sugar addict. And I was just like always thinking about where I'd get my next fix. And my skin wasn't that nice back then. And I never correlated the two.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't really until after I changed my eating habits and started eating more healthy fat, like a lot more fat, because I used to follow the whole low fat, low calorie diet. And my skin was just never that great. I mean, it wasn't terrible.
It was like kind of dull? Or
I didn't have acne or anything. It was just like kind of dry and dull and wasn't like smooth and just didn't look nice. And I honestly just never put two and two together until once I started eating well, and that was when I gained a bunch of weight eating low fat, low calorie. So I lost the weight and my energy level skyrocketed, and just like another huge improvement was my skin. And people started complimenting me on my skin, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's crazy, because all I was doing differently was eating more fat and less sugar. But there was a super strong correlation there that I never would have known.
Yeah, but the right types of fat.
Right.
Not just any fat.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Like butter and avocado and coconut oil, not like the refined oils, like vegetable oil. I didn't realize vegetable oil isn't even made from vegetables.
No, it's not. What
so
is
sneaky.
Do you know what it is made out of?
It's a bunch of refined oils, like just processed oils. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's usually a blend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like canola oil, you know, is talked about as a healthy oil. It's not.
Mm.
It's not. When you think about it with oil, if you can squeeze it, like you take an olive and you squeeze the olive and the oil comes out, it's a really natural process. When you think about like corn oil, it's not such a healthy oil. And if you think about squeezing a piece of corn, it's gonna be a lot harder to extract oil out of it. So, you know, coconut oil, olive oil, avocado oil, those are gonna be your healthy oils, healthy fats.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what about alternatives to sugar? Because people, you know, like people like to have a treat every now and then. What do you feel about that?
You know, I think like stevia is the safest one of all, because it's made from a plant. It's a lot sweeter than sugar, so you don't need much of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the artificial sweeteners, the sugar alcohols, I'm just not a fan, because your body doesn't know how to process those. Like I honestly just would use real sugar over any of those artificial sweeteners any day, because at least your body like knows what to do with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's from the inside out. What about on the outside? What are you doing?
Yeah, so I used to use all the toxic skincare products, and obviously that was back when my skin wasn't that great, and those things were definitely not helping me. I just never really thought about how what you put on your skin ends up in your body. And as a registered dietitian, I'm always talking about food and the inside out, but it was almost like there was this hypocritical part of me that wasn't focusing on what I was putting on the outside. And I noticed a huge difference in my skin from using high quality skincare products. I mean, your line is so amazing. And just like when you put it on, you just feel clean. And you just feel like your skin is just like soaking it up and it's just nourishing, versus I think about a lot of the stuff I used to use. And it didn't make my skin look nice anyway. And it wasn't healthy for my body either.
Yeah, absolutely. So cleaning up the diet
and
using natural skincare products
Yeah.
What else?
Anything I'm thinking, like, it's all about just keeping it simple. Like, when I think about the ingredients that used to be in the foods that I would eat, like all those packaged, processed, you know, low-fat, low-calorie foods, the ingredient list was so long, and so same thing with my skincare products. It was like just all these ingredients I couldn't even pronounce. So I think it's just about keeping it simple, and with everything. I mean, like, you know, focusing on the basics that we tend to forget about, like not being stressed out. We see with our female clients that when they're stressed out, they get breakouts. I mean, do you see that too?
Oh, absolutely. That's stress, why I have a whole clean mind section in my book.
Yeah, right. Like stress all, management. Like the whole body, like, you know, exercising, but not too much, like sleeping well, like getting your stress levels under control, eating well, but you don't have to be perfect, but just focusing on more healthy fat and less sugar and really kind of just bringing it back to the basics is what I've found to be most successful for me and the thousands of women that I've help to lose weight. And it's cool because they come to my team and I, not because they don't come to us for skincare, like, you know, helping them with their acne, but if they have any skincare issues like eczema or rosacea or acne, anything going on, it always improves when we're focusing on weight loss, because what we're doing is healing from the inside out, and everything falls back into place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Good. Well, thanks, Cassie.
Thanks,
for
Trevor.
Giving me some information.
Definitely.
It's great to be in person with you
and
do a little
nice
video. There you have it. There's a natural beauty tip from
More
Cassie.
Than one tip, a few.
I'm here with Dr. Marisa Snyder. We're talking about natural beauty tips. And Marisa, I know you do a lot with essential oils. So what are your favorite essential oils for beauty?
Absolutely. So my favorite essential oils are jasmine, frankincense, geranium, and citrus oils. Now I'm going to start with my absolute favorite, which is frankincense. And frankincense not only gives you glowing skin, but it also helps to reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. And actually, frankincense is the reason why I don't have pigment anymore on my skin. I used to have pigment here, and for many years I had to wear a lot of makeup. I didn't really want to be in public, and I didn't think it was fixable. I'd done a lot of things that didn't work, and then frankincense was the game change for me.
Wow.
So I love that. Now, jasmine's another favorite, and not only does it smell great, it's great perfume, but also it's great for just kind of toning and glowing skin. So I love to have it. I kind of just roll it over. And then my other favorites are citrus oils, so like bergamot, lime, wild orange, and the reason why I love those is they are so toning and purifying. So I often have them in like scrubs, or I have them in toners. I make a little spritz out of it, and I usually do that at night because I know those oils can be phototoxic, so I don't like to be in the sun with those oils, but and I'm talking about directly, like in products, they're totally fine. And then my other go-to favorite, which is like the queen woman oil, is geranium. And we know that geranium also reduces the appearance of fine line and wrinkles. It's great for pigment, and it also just makes your skin just absolutely gorgeous. So those are my favorites, and I do use them every single day.
Every day.
Yeah.
And so that's what you recommend for people, is to use them every day?
I like to use them at night. I use a very high dilution when I'm using them, usually around like 10% dilution. But I think that, again, when it comes to plant therapies, you know, it's all about that dosage, and they can be very safe to use. I know that when I'm not using frankincense every day and I'm out in the sun, my pigment begins to, it comes back. So that's the one thing. I don't want my pigment to come back.
Absolutely. And so being consistent with it.
Yes,
is
being
important.
Consistent. So I usually do them in the evening, but sometimes I do them in the morning and evening. And I think all skincare needs to be done morning and evening. It's all about that consistency.
Right. So besides consistency, are there other things that people should watch out for, avoid, or really consider to do a lot more with essential oils when you're using it topically?
Absolutely. So I think one of the main concerns is making sure that you're using a very high quality essential oil. So take a look at sourcing, take a look at how they're testing their oils. And you know, if you go to a website for a company, they should be disclosing that information. If they're not, definitely just be mindful. And then also, you know, if indeed you're using your own oils, you're creating your own products, if you are, it's nice to always have products like this one right here that it's already built into, so you don't have to think about it, you don't have to worry about it. Like, your system is what I do every day. I don't have to think about it. It's so nice. But if you are, just be mindful about dilutions, making sure that you're using a good carrier oil, like a pure coconut oil, jojoba oil, so that you are taking care of your skin. Because yeah, oils are very potent, and you can overuse them. Like, we can overuse a lot of things. Plant therapy needs to be respected.
Absolutely. Like, I think of tea tree oil.
Yes.
People will say, oh, I broke out, I have a blemish, I'm going to put tea tree oil in it. How do you feel about tea tree oil?
I love tea tree oil. I do. I think Melaleuca tea tree oil is an incredible oil, but again, it's very, very powerful. It's very effective and it can be overused. And so you want to be really mindful, always making sure that you're diluting when you're using an oil like that, or using a product that is using tea tree oil that you trust.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. All right. Yeah. Well, Marisa, tell everybody where they can find you.
Absolutely. So my favorite place to find me is on my Essentially You podcast, and I've interviewed this beautiful woman, and I just love your skincare tips. I'm glad you're doing this. My other is my website, drmarisa.com, drmariza.com, and I have a new book coming out called The Essential Oil Hormone Solution, but skincare is such a major, major player, and I'm just so grateful that I have you in my life to send. My audience loves Dr. Trevor Cates skincare, which is great because I love it too.
Thank you. Yeah. All right, Marisa, thanks so much for coming and talking about new natural beauty tips with us.
Absolutely.
I'm here with Betty Rocker, Bree.
Hi.
And we're talking about natural beauty tips. So Bree, what's your number one beauty tip? What's your favorite natural beauty tip?
I think that our skin really shines from within, especially when we're really mindful of what we're putting in our bodies. I'm such an advocate of healthy, whole food eating. And it's not just the whole foods. It's like, what did your food eat? Or where was your food grown? These things really make a really big difference, how our body responds and processes the nutrients. So I'm really big on just nutrition, balancing nutrition. And I feel like my skin just looks amazing when I'm eating whole foods and balancing my nutrient intake and drinking really a lot of water.
Yeah, hydration is key.
Hydration is really key.
And we're here at a conference, it's super dry and hot and steamy and all that, but we're making sure that we're drinking lots of water.
Yes, I have had so much water today.
But how do you make sure you're hydrated? What are your ways to know that you are getting enough hydration?
I'm very intuitive about how I just listen to my body a lot, and I always have my water bottle with me. I mean, you can always tell if someone's hydrated or not, whether they have their water bottle with them, because if you're always like, oh, where's my water bottle? You know that that person is always thinking about water and making it a priority. And at this conference, for example, I mean, it's all the things I'm intaking, like my food, my water, I always make sure I have a plan for what I'm gonna be eating and where those things are. And that's basically it.
Right. And do you have a favorite water filter or?
I do.
Yeah,
I use the AquaTrue. It's amazing. It has four different filtration systems, and it's just an awesome, awesome water filter. I absolutely love it. When I travel, I'll use something like one of those Camelback grooves that has a little charcoal filter in it, just to at least filter out some of the water, just so I have a portable water filter. But I love the AquaTrue when I'm at home.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, great. And so it's not, you know, you want to make sure that that water is purified, right?
Yes.
The clean sources. And same thing with food. You want to make sure it's clean. And with hydration, we also get hydration from food too. It's not just drinking water.
That's absolutely true. Yes, absolutely. We get a lot of hydration from food. Very important. And there, who was it that had this great saying about wet carbs and dry carbs? Was it Dr. Hyman? He was talking about this the other night, just about like how much, when you look at certain processed foods, these are dry carbs. There's no water, no fluid naturally in them. And you look at whole food based carbs, there's actually a density to them that comes from the water that the plant retains, that it's a plant nutrient. I mean, it's just really interesting, that wet and dry carbs type of thing. Mm-hmm. So what other questions do you have for me?
Well, what about externally? Would you do anything for your skin?
Yeah, I do. I do a light exfoliant. I've loved your four-step system. You know that I actually have it with me because you have this travel, travel pack. That is my go-to, especially when I'm traveling, because it's so convenient and so portable. And I love it too because it's super versatile and allows me to, like, I don't always want all four steps, but I remember you teaching me really how to customize it depending on, you know, the climate. I travel a lot, so it's really helpful for me to be able to mix it up and just have what I need. And other times I'll, you know, I don't do a lot for my, I don't wear makeup. I have eyelash extensions, which is why I think my eyes always look pop. But that's really low maintenance once you get them. And I wear a lightly tinted SPF. That's all I wear every day. I don't wear any other makeup. And I think that has a lot to do with my skin always kind of has that natural glow to it. So I really just use a natural cleanser. I exfoliate a few times a week, and just really less is more, basically. It's really a lot more about what's going in the body, I think, that affects your skin. Vitamin C, all of those types of things.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks, Bree. Thank you so much. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Oh, you can go to thebettyrocker.com for healthy, delicious recipes, easy, done-for-you, whole food-based meal plans, workouts you can do anywhere, and of course my free 30-day challenge. Check it out.
You certainly make it easy for people to eat healthy.
Yes.
Yes.
TheBettyRocker.com.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
I'm here with Rachel Pontillo, and we're talking about natural beauty tips. So, Rachel, what's your favorite beauty tip? What's your favorite natural beauty tip?
Okay, so I do travel a lot, and I know a lot of people travel a lot, whether it's just a simple weekend getaway with your family or if you're going on a business trip. Whatever it is, I want to encourage you that when you're traveling, always have an oil blend with you. That's literally like one of the only things that I bring with me when I travel. It makes it super easy for going through TSA at the airport and just helps me. I tend to forget things and leave things in my hotel room when I go home, and it's much less to worry about remembering to bring with you. So I love to just bring a simple oil blend that I use as an oil cleanser. Super effective for removing even the most stubborn eye makeup. I swear to God, it's more effective than even, you know, the most expensive eye makeup remover that you can buy out there. Just an oil blend is so effective for mascara, eyeliner, whatever you wear. And then you can use it again as a moisturizer for your face, for your body. Super simple. So that's really my biggest tip. And whether it's a single oil or an oil blend, there's an oil for everyone, I truly believe.
Right. And you're talking about plant oils.
Plant oils,
yes. Because we're talking about natural here.
So, absolutely.
So what's a bad oil to use, and what are some examples of good oils to use?
Okay, so mineral oil. Ugh. We don't want to be using mineral oil because that is actually, it's a heavily refined petrochemical that, even though it's been marketed as baby oil, it's really not safe for babies. It suffocates the skin. It does not let anything in or out. If you have something going on your skin, whether something's trying to get out or something is, maybe you came into contact with an allergen. You were outside, you know, we're in California now. I'm from Philadelphia. Maybe there's something in the trees that is coming on my skin that I actually need to wash off later. But if I were to put a mineral oil on that, it would actually trap that in, which could cause a reaction more so than if I were using a plant oil, which actually stands a chance to absorb into the skin, nourish the skin, but also lets the skin breathe.
Right, and all of that helps with the skin microbiome.
Yes,
right? Versus mineral oil, something like that is not going to be good for the skin.
It has absolutely no nutritional value, mineral oil. Mm-hmm. It brings nothing to the skin except just a heavy occlusive emollient.
Right. A temporary shine.
Temporary shine and
that's it.
No nourishment. Mm-hmm. So we should be really nourishing our skin on the outside the same way we nourish our bodies on the inside, which I know we both teach about, we both write about. Mm-hmm. It's the most important thing. And plant-based oils that are just cold pressed from seeds of plants, they bring antioxidants, essential fatty acids, vitamins, certain minerals, all these wonderful, beautiful things that help to just nourish and protect our beautiful skin cells.
Right. Just like we want those great oils on the inside to what we're eating, we
exactly.
want to put those on the skin on the outside. Now, there are some people, though, that say, oh, but my skin doesn't do well with oils.
I hear it all the time.
Too.
I do, and I'm sure you do, too. Mm-hmm. And what I will say about that is that there's an oil for everyone. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes you do have to experiment to figure out which one your skin likes best. And really the best way to do that is to just start using one and see how your skin reacts, see how it feels, see how fast it absorbs. And if you don't like how it feels, maybe use less of it or try another one. We have so many to choose from, whether we are buying a quality skincare product that's made with them or whether we are, you know, at the health food store, maybe there is an organic extra virgin olive oil or coconut oil. Or, you know, there's so many places that we can get oils now where that was not even the case 5 years ago.
That's true.
It's amazing how much just lipids in general have gotten such huge popularity, both in healthy cooking as well as skincare.
Yeah. So we are in a pretty hot place right now. California is so hot right now. So is there anything with different types of weather that you would use the oils differently?
Yes. So I do change up my oils seasonally. Mm-hmm. In the wintertime, my skin tends to benefit more from a little bit more of a saturated oil, a little bit more of, I don't want to say heavier oil, because I feel like that sends a negative feeling about it. But, you know, it's important to hydrate with some kind of water, whether you're using like a hydrosol or some kind of water-based serum underneath, and then using the oil to kind of seal in that moisture is really important. So I tend to go with some of the lighter, drier oils for this climate that we happen to be in now. And then for the wintertime, I will use something that is a little bit thicker, sometimes a solid lipid like a shea butter, instead of something that's lighter like jojoba or rosehip seed oil.
Yeah, right. Perfect. And I also like to blend them too. Yes. Like if you have, like with our Glow Boost, if I just will mix it more with a Step 2 or antioxidant serum, because then it's not quite so heavy on the skin.
Yeah, that's a great way to bring hydration as well as that nourishment and protection into the skin.
All right, great. Rachel, thank you so much. Tell everybody how they can find you.
Well, my website is rachelpontillo.com. That's RachaelPontillo. And then also you can visit me at createyourskincare.com.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm with Dr. Suzanne Bennett. We're talking about natural beauty tips. So, Suzanne, what's one of your favorite natural beauty tips?
You know, because I'm a true believer of beauty from the inside out. And I start with, I'd say, my favorite food, which is kimchi. Kimchi is a traditional food coming from Seoul, from Korea. It's not Seoul, but that's where I'm from, but Korea. And this traditional food has been around for over 2,000 years. And have you ever seen the Korean ladies? I mean, they just have beautiful skin. But the truth of the matter is, what's in the kimchi and the magic of the lactic acid bacteria in the kimchi is what actually promotes health in your gut. And from the gut, it exudes through your skin. You know, the gut and the skin actually has a good balance. When it comes to Eastern medicine, skin is actually considered the third lung, like part of your lung system. And then if you think about it, the skin on the outside goes inside and becomes internal skin. So whatever you put inside your skin matters. And to me, the beauty of the kimchi is that you're getting all the great bacteria that's going to help you reduce inflammation in your gut, reduce acne. And there's studies, scientists shows that kimchi reduces acne, and it also improves your ability to digest proteins. So we need those proteins for the collagen. We got to plump up that skin, don't we? And so kimchi to me is one of my favorite tips in having more youthful, clear, and beautiful, plumper skin.
I love that. And so it really helps with the gut microbiome, which then helps the skin microbiome, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. It's like I said, the internal and external skin, the yin and the yang in Chinese, again, the lung is the external, the gut is the internal, but the yang is the gut, the yin is the skin, actually, the lung. So there's a major balance between the two. And although we have different types of flora from the external skin to the internal skin, they are super important in the way they communicate with one another. And I know that kimchi has helped my life, my skin, but also it's helped my gut enormously, that my patients all love it. And I'm coming out with a kimchi diet book.
I know,
right?
I know.
The magic of the kimchi diet.
Right. So, give us some tips on where to get kimchi how to make it.
Truthfully, I want everyone to make it your own. Did you know that kimchi, you don't need fire, you don't need electricity, you don't need gas, you don't need any of this. This is an ancient 2,000 plus years of learning on how to preserve food by fermentation. And the whole idea of time it takes to ferment this food is where you're gonna get all the beauty and the action of the lactic acid bacteria. That lactic acid bacteria comes out and all of the pathogenic and the yeast starts to go down. So at a certain point when you ferment food, ferment cabbage, you can ferment beets, cabbage, cucumber, mustard greens, collards, there's a number of things. Even watermelon rind. So in the summertime, you've got watermelon, you can pickle that too. It's not so much a pickle, it's really a fermentation system.
What is the difference?
The pickling, you have to boil water and kill off all the bugs. you kill off all the bugs so that it actually doesn't cause any food poisoning and that, you know, mm-hmm. so you kill off all the bugs mm-hmm. and then you salt it and you put vinegar in it. Mm-hmm. Whereas kimchi is the natural fermentation. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's gonna turn into it. And the sourness is because kimchi ends up actually creating a lot of, lactic acid bacteria is sour.
Yeah.
You know, when you eat yogurt, it's a sour food. So lactic acid bacteria is actually a sour food, but the pH, it's amazing. It goes all the way down 3 to 5 in the acidity of pH, which is super acidic, which then, of course, helps you even digest better, you know, with your proteins. Kimchi has a lot of properties, and not only just for the skin, but gut healing. It will break down your pesticides. You know, I'm a pesticide, as much as I can, pesticide free, but you and I are at a conference here.
Right.
And often it's loaded with just regular conventional food. Mm. And having kimchi allows you to be able to break that down. It's the bacteria. The bacteria eats it up and just processes it for us. How great is that?
What a power food.
Yeah, it's a superfood of all time. Ancient superfood.
And you how often do you eat it?
Every day, twice a day.
Really? So you bring it with you when you go?
You know what? I didn't. I was just in Mexico, and I travel with it. I mean, I literally drain out all the liquid, and uh-huh. I pack it really tight, and I go, and I take it through the airplane and, you know, carry it on board, and it's totally fine. And I didn't bring any this time.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
And, but well, I usually use it twice a day. I eat it twice a day, and you got to start out. If you're going to make kimchi, make sure you eat only a tablespoon. You're not, if you don't go slowly, you're gonna have, because you're really having a war in your, mm-hmm. you're changing the flora, you're changing the makeup of your bugs mm-hmm. and the microbiome, and so you gotta do it slowly.
Right.
And a little goes a long way. You know, I mean, in a bottle, just a small 8 to 12 ounce bottle, it's as many, I would say, lactic acid bacteria or probiotics as like 10, 12 bottles of probiotics.
Yeah.
There's so much power in that little bottle of kimchi. You gotta check it out.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Well,
there you go.
You gotta, you know what? There's a lot of recipes online. Okay. I just recommend you to have, don't forget the garlic and ginger. Those are the two very important ingredients in kimchi.
Awesome. So there you have it. Natural beauty tip, kimchi with Dr. Suzanne.
Kimchi's the way.
I hope you enjoyed these interviews today with these 7 women in skin and wellness, these experts, and got some great natural beauty tips. You can find more about each of these women by going to thespotdoctor.com, going to the podcast page with their interviews, with this series of interviews, and I have each one of their websites listed there so you can find out what they're all up to and what more they may have to be able to offer you. And I invite you to join the Spot Doctor community while you're on our website so you don't miss any of our upcoming shows and podcasts. And if you haven't already taken the skin quiz, I invite you to do that. Just go to theskinquiz.com. It's free, and you'll get great tips and information about what you could do for your skin and your overall health. And I also invite you to join us on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, and join the conversation there. And we'll see you next time on the Spot Doctor Podcast.